Namaste. So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care.
I'd like to speak to you today about luxury and how we define luxury. I think this is my form of luxury, that I have enough time to spend with Ninja, that he's healthy and that I woke up this morning without any pain, no chronic fatigue. That is my definition of luxury today. Why am I bringing up this topic? Because you work in the yachting industry, which is a pinnacle of luxury, because you work with objects that cost a lot of money and only the most wealthiest in the world can afford it. Luxury can be defined in so many ways. Wealth does not secure health. You have money to have certain treatments done, like stem cell therapy. But if you don't work with this and with that, so your emotional and your mental well-being, then no matter what fancy treatment you get, maybe the disease will come back. Hopefully not. But it is normally a holistic approach. Luxury can be maybe defined by time and space and the energy we spend, that we can choose how we spend it with. And we have to find a security to do so. That can be defined like that. Is luxury really that you sleep next to a person that you really can't stand? That is really not for you. But that person is very wealthy and we're keeping the status and the image up while you're sacrificing your own life. For what? For status and money? What is luxury? That you are able to afford a beautiful Gucci handbag, but yet again, don't take yourself time to take care of your own physical well-being, training, that you maybe feel better about yourself. That bag will give you only a quick fix, but not a sustainable. What is luxury? That we are able to eat in so many different restaurants, no matter what the bill is. But yet again, you feel very alone among all these people that you call friends. But you know that if shit hits the fan, none of these people will answer the phone. So what is luxury? I may rock the boat now by bringing this up. But especially when you work in an industry where you have been dealing with a lot of wealthy people, then you know there is a shift in redefining luxury these days. Many families that I have met in the last years, they define luxury by the fact they can give back to humanity. They invest in social impact-driven projects, in humanity, in the environment, and they give back. They have the luxury to do it. Many people I have met from the wealthiest families in the world, for them to be able to stay at ease in their body, in their emotional and mental health, is key. How many young generation and next gen I have met to be able to be accepted by the family for who they are and be seen and heard, listened to, acknowledged, that is a form of luxury for them. So this week, give yourself a moment while you're working on the yacht. Maybe she's on charter or the owners are on board. Redefine luxury for yourself. see what it is and what it is not. I give you another take. Looking yourself in the mirror every single day and liking what loving the person who you have become with integrity in alignment, honesty, loyalty, truthfulness, compassion, forgiveness, kindness. That you really look at yourself in the mirror and said like, okay, I've done the best as I could today. That you don't screw people over, manipulate, sabotage. Because eventually everything comes out to the surface, believe me. That's the way how nature goes. But the luxury is that you actually like the person in the mirror. So what is luxury? Let's define it this week. Namaha, namaste.